This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is visiting Iraq, the highest-level trip there by an American official since President Trump's pullback of U.S. military forces in Syria. Mr. Pence met with the president of Iraqi Kurdistan, Netrivan Barzani, in a move meant to reassure U.S. allies in the fight against the Islamic State. He also reportedly got a classified briefing at Iraq's al-Assad air base, and while there, he spoke by phone with Iraqi President Adel Abdul Mahdi. Syrian Kurds sustained a bloody Turkish assault last month, seen by many as the result of President Trump's border pullback decision. Today, a car bomb exploded in a Turkish-controlled northern Syrian town, killing at least three people. This according to Turkey's defense ministry. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a UK-based war monitor, puts the death toll from the explosion at nine, including four from the same family, and it said many of the wounded were in critical condition. In Colombia, President Iván Duque has put the capital, Bogotá, under curfew amid continuing protests against his government. We have a report from AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
Duque says he is invoking the rarely used measure to contain ongoing clashes between police and demonstrators. Shortly after, officers began pushing back thick crowds of protesters banging pots and pans in the storied Plaza Bolívar. The curfew comes after an estimated 250,000 people took to the streets in one of the nation's biggest marches in recent history. While it started out peaceful, the demonstration ended with scattered skirmishes between protesters and police, with three dead. The upheaval takes place as Latin America is experiencing a tide of discontent, with large demonstrations taking place in countries including Chile, Bolivia, and Ecuador, where citizens frustrated with their political leaders are taking to the streets. I'm Sarah Bassett.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Hong Kong's High Court has for a week at least reinstated a ban on anti-government demonstrators wearing face masks to hide their identities. The ban was initially imposed in October under rarely used emergency powers in China's semi-autonomous territory. The latest decision comes as police brace themselves for possible unrest during district council elections scheduled for Sunday. One of the pro-democracy candidates is Helix Ha.
If I am elected as a district council lawmaker, I will fix all the places that damaged during the protests. But as a district council lawmaker, what we can do is to fix the physical damage for the deep problem we have no power to do. Political problems should be solved politically, and the government should respond to people's demands and resolve disputes.
President Trump this weekend was noncommittal about signing bipartisan legislation supporting pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong. Mr. Trump told Fox News, quote, "We have to stand with Hong Kong, but I'm also standing with President Xi. He's a friend of mine. He's an incredible guy." A former CIA case agent has been sentenced to 19 years in prison for an espionage conspiracy with China. We have a report from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
55-year-old Jerry Chung-Shing Lee has been sentenced in federal court in Alexandria after his guilty plea earlier this year to conspiracy to commit espionage. Prosecutors say Chinese intelligence officers gave Lee more than $840,000 and that Lee likely gave them all the information he had from a 13-year career as a CIA case officer. They wanted a prison term of over 20 years. Defense lawyers who wanted 10 years say the government never showed that the money came from China or that Lee ever carried out any plans to deliver government secrets. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Media reports in Australia say a self-confessed Chinese spy has given Australia's counterintelligence agency inside intelligence on how Beijing conducts its interference operations abroad and revealed the identities of China's senior military intelligence officers in Hong Kong. Australia's treasurer is Josh Frydenberg.
The government makes no apologies for the strong measures that we have taken to ensure that we have foreign interference laws in place, that we are resourcing our law enforcement intelligence agencies like never before.
Iran is a week into a major shutdown of internet access. It's prompted the United States to sanction the Iranian official overseeing the outage. The web shutdown followed violent protests when Tehran raised the subsidized price of gasoline by 50% on November 15th. The death toll is believed to top 100. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.